So could you just tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and why you're deciding to run for office?
So I was born in Macomb, raised in Bushnell, and now live northwest of Avon. I've got a little homestead-style hobby farm with my wife, and I am just fired up, sick and tired of being tired. I'm 22 years old, turning 22 this month, so I'm just getting motivated and into the political system. Obviously, it's an uphill battle. I'm running against a very established incumbent who's a good guy.
Talking about Dan Swanson?
Yeah, Dan Swanson. Yep, running against him. So my message is, it's conservative. I'm a very much a libertarian candidate, and I'm geared towards solutions. So my campaign slogan now is not left, not right, but forward. And that's what we're working on. So we've been working hard. We've moved all over the district and meet as many people as we can.
Yeah. I guess specifically as it goes against Dan's, also I guess there's a lot of things up in the air with the new maps and stuff, but you'll be running against Dan Swanson. Is Noreen Hammond also in that 71st?
So Noreen Hammond lives just south of Macomb, and the line is just north of her.
Okay.
So she is in now, I believe, the 94th district. And it's huge. What it looks like to me is the Democrats thought, well, we can't beat Noreen. Let's give her own district that we don't want to deal with.
Okay.
So we have some voter dating software, right, that we can look at how red districts will be. Hers looks very red. The new district that Dan and I are in is looking far more blue. We've got Galesburg. We've got part of Moline. It goes all the way up to Kelowna. And it has most of the Macomb area, right?
Some more areas that could potentially be...
Yeah, far more blue.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, Galesburg's a very middle-of-the-row city.
Right.
I mean, it can go either way, so, yeah.
So, as far as, you know, making a distinction between you and Representative Dan Swanson, who's, you know, I think this would be his third or fourth term, what is kind of that distinction with your libertarian views versus his, you know, maybe traditional Republican, I guess, if you want to call it that?
Yeah, now, I have the highest respect for Dan Swanson, you know, military veteran, great guy. He's a farmer. He understands a lot of our district.
Yeah.
But it's time for new blood in the party, I believe, and new blood in the political system, right? And I see our conservative values being overlooked right now. The voices on the left are very loud. And I think it's time for young Republicans to step into the arena and say, hey, we're in the middle of this political divide, and we're ready to move forward, and we're ready to bring, you know, conservative solutions to these issues that are out here. And Dan obviously has good conservative values, but I see Dan as kind of being in routine in Springfield. And I think Illinois is in crisis. And there's, you know, we need to be up and awake and alert and fighting the big problems in Springfield. You know, the budget, there's 122,000 Illinois state employees making over $100,000 a year. And a lot of school districts, their superintendents making 3 to 4, sometimes even higher than that, times what their teachers are making. You know, we've got a cultural battle coming our way with CRT and a lot of these left-wing projects that are trying to put ideology into our schools that we need to combat, and saying CRT is bad, right? CRT may not be bad in all settings. It may be just the extreme cases that are bad, but as conservatives, we need to propose an alternative. You know, humans are humans are humans. You know, we need to love everybody. We need to, you know, move forward together. We can't keep dividing, you know. We need to attack this cultural battle as conservatives and say, hey, you know, we love everybody too. This is about love. Yeah, you're right. Let's move together, together, you know.
Yeah. What's your, I guess, view on bipartisanship? Because when you know, when taking what you're saying, it's also sometimes you wonder... how much room is there to work with the other side? And are you almost diluting your own values by working with the opposition party? How do you kind of sort that out?
Right. If we play on the traditional battlefields, many times it's left or right. Let's go right to a controversial issue, abortion, right? Dan is pro-life. Is, you know, left-wing candidate opposition will be pro-choice, right? And I look at both of those positions and I say, that's political posturing. You know, we should not be radical pro-choice. Late-term abortions, I think everybody views as bad, right? And, you know, personally, I don't think we should have any abortions. You know, it's a shame we have to have that, but there are these situations. So let's not fight one way or the other on that. Let's try to move forward together. And I'd say, let's look to adoption. In Illinois right now, a mother who's in this situation, she's got nowhere to turn other than abortion. Why don't we say, hey, as a state, we can help you find parents who would be willing to adopt these kids? You know, in America, there's... 800,000 to 1.2 million abortions a year. You know, a massive amount. But there are 2 million families waiting to adopt. Each one of these kids that comes up for adoption, there's 24 families trying to get it. And there's families going overseas to China, you know, Africa, South America, Europe, and looking for kids to adopt. And they can't find them domestically, so that's what they have to do, and they end up spending a ton of money on it. Whereas if you gave that money to a parent, or a, yeah, to-be parent that was looking at to abortion, she might think, oh, maybe I should look to adoption. You know, I could have this baby. This family could take it and take care of it, but it wouldn't totally throw my life path off. And we could provide support to them through the parents wanting to adopt. You know, why doesn't the state look to a solution like that instead of just saying, well, it's choice, it's pro-life, you know, it's this never-ending battle. But if you look to adoption, there's a solution we can all get behind. And I think people on the left will say, okay, we could look at a bill that, you know, promotes that, you know. So I think issues like that, it's, you know, I'm a conservative, but I'm not going to get up and just hold up the pro-life sign and stand in line and, you know, posture. I'm going to say, hey, here's a solution we could all get behind. Let's, you know, let's move forward on this together.
So it sounds like you're saying, you know, you're definitely conservative, but there's certain kind of things about the parties that are kind of stale posturing that kind of is beyond what's really important.
Right. A lot of times I think politicians get into this routine of this is my party, this is my stance, and that's that. And there's no discussion in the middle. And, you know, I feel called to go to these people on both sides of the aisle and say, hey, nobody's tried it this way before. What do you think about this? What if we did this? You know, and if we, you know, if you don't like the table the way it's set, flip it. You know, let's move to a different battlefield. Let's move to a new solution. You know, new ideas is what we need. You know, Illinois is in crisis. And routine is not going to work. The status quo is not going to work. You need young people like me to get into office to start doing things like this. And, you know, honestly, as a 22-year-old, this is not what I want to be doing. I would much rather be in the private sector or trying to make a career for myself. But, you know, my peers are leaving the state. Yeah, but my family's here. I want to stay. You know, I love my hometown. I love the Bushnell area. I love living up by Avon now. We need solutions. You know, Illinois is in dire crisis. The status quo is not going to work. You know, I think Dan's great, but we need young people now on both sides of the aisle.
Since you're saying it sounds like the new 71st district is going to be a lot more kind of purple than the current 74th, right. You think since you're kind of positioning yourself as a libertarian and kind of trying to move beyond the right-left divide, do you think that strengthens your case in a general election?
Well, I'd say we are in very weird political times. I've been on the campaign trail, and I'm hitting every door I can, Republican, Democrat, and there's not been a single person that has not wanted to hear my message because of my party. People are desperate for good ideas, you know.
Yeah.
Party this, party that.
Wherever they come from.
Right. People will vote for policy. And I talk to, well, I don't talk to. The party talks to me often through different people. Different people within both parties have come forward and said, hey, you know, you need to only hit primary voters that are within this demographic range and
Yeah.
No. I mean, people are people are people. And we're all desperate for progress. And politics is extremely frustrating for everyone right now. I think we need to set down a lot of these dogmas and, you know, the status quo and look to solutions and come at it with open-minded approach, right? I'm running to be a representative, not a governor.
Before we run out of time, just to put a button on things, is there one thing that you'd want people to know about your campaign, or are there places that people can go to find more about you or interact or reach out?
Of course. www.matthewforillinois.com. Matthew is M-A-T-T-H-E-W and F-O-R, not the number, illinois.com.
Okay.
On there, you can look at our new district. I've got a drop down under my menu that you can look at it. And you can actually view the full map of Illinois and look at all the different districts. And on there is all my platform and policy. And you can reach me through there. You can reach my campaign manager. On August 22nd at the Rec Center in Bushnell, Illinois, we're doing an event so you guys can come out and meet me and my team and what we're doing. And, you know, I hope to see you soon. Hope to knock on your door and have a conversation with you. So.